Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along.
I think ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Those Republican leaders who are trying to weaponize the use of the law against women. Well, we say, how dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body?
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 286.
All right, Leonard Skinner, Simple Man, it can only mean one thing on this program, and that's all things Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'ReillyJust.com. In a minute, we're going to talk to Bill. I think it's actually the best of his killing series, Killing the Killers. I mean, it's a fascinating read, and I learned a lot in this book, things that I had not known before, and we'll get to Bill O'Reilly on that. First, I want to get Bill's take on the Democrat media mob reaction to the leaked preliminary decision of the Supreme Court as it relates to Roe v. Wade and Casey. And first, let me play Elizabeth Warren, then we'll play the mob and the media.
This is what the Republicans have been working toward this day for decades. They have been out there plotting, carefully cultivating these Supreme Court justices so they could have a majority on the bench who would accomplish something that the majority of Americans do not want. We have a right.
Dismembering
extremists. We've heard enough from the extremists, and we're tired of it.
The decision would be an abomination, one of the worst ever in modern history.
Honestly, I want to cry. I want to cry in so many different ways.
Look, I feel really angry about this. And what I feel angry about is that an extremist Supreme Court is going to impose their views on the rest of America.
Fundamental rights include interstate travel, include the idea of same-sex marriage, include same-sex relationships, just to name a few. Now this is essentially gone. What's next?
This is just the beginning. Next, they'll go after gay marriage and maybe Brown versus Board of Education?
Yeah.
They already eroded our voting rights a little bit. Yeah. So I see fascism down the line here. I don't know.
I see fascism down the line. I cannot believe it. They're going to impose their views. No, they're not. They're going to send it back to the states. Before we get to Bill O'Reilly's new book, Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. By the way, it's in bookstores everywhere as of today. And it is on Amazon.com as of now, Hannity.com. We have a link. And I think it's the best book he's written so far. And that says a lot. He's written a lot of books. I wasn't a big fan of The Factor for Kids or Bill O'Reilly. I don't know where the hell did that book come? I'm reading the long list of books that you wrote. O'Reilly Factor for Kids. What is it?
Right. Every kid who read it became much smarter, Hannity.
let me first get your take on this. Then I really want to go into some things that I learned and read and really fascinated me. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, look, on the abortion thing, it's really a tragedy that America can't have a civilized conversation about this issue. So I wrote a message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com, and I implored people to stop with the politics because this is a life-death situation, all right? So the unborn are being destroyed. Now, in your conscience, you may think that's okay, but there are millions of people in America who do not think it's okay, and they should be respected. So my first question, do you believe the progressive left respects the opinion of people who believe that the unborn should be protected?
Are you asking me?
I am.
Ask the question again. I want to get it right.
Do you believe the progressive left respects the opinion of pro-life people?
No, not at all.
And it's true. They don't. You
Correct.
Can't be a member of the progressive club if you don't believe in abortion. That's mm-hmm. number one. You have to believe in abortion or you're excluded. Number two, what we saw yesterday was a desperation on the part of the left, which knows it's going to get waxed in November. And it's going to lose control of both houses of Congress. And Biden is going to be rendered even more helpless than he is now. That's going to happen. Abortion's not going to change that because of economics, the border, and other factors. But they're going to try to make abortion and the lack of rights and the assault on women and all the phraseology they use the centerpiece of the vote in November. It's not going to work, but what else do they have? What else can they try?
So there's nothing, Bill. That's their
right.
problem. They have
this.
Nothing else.
And
they're demagoguing it because you and I both know very few states are going to end abortion, if any.
Right.
I would
well,
argue
Oklahoma,
probably none.
Oklahoma, Mississippi, you're not going to be able to get an abortion easily in those states. And that's the truth. But New York and California may give you a bus ticket to come to those states to get the abortion. I mean, that's how extreme those two states are. So you've got to assume that this issue now you take it out of rationality and you put it into purely politics. And the last point I want to make is the science. How many times have we heard about the science in COVID? The science, the science, the science, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, the science is that a fetal heartbeat, a human heartbeat, can be detected about 6-7 weeks into a pregnancy now.
It's actually earlier from the science I've read.
Okay,
it could be as early as 18
look,
days.
Let's say it's 6 weeks. That's okay. The study that I read coming out of the Harvard Medical School. So a human heartbeat can be detected at 6 weeks. Isn't a human heartbeat part of a human being?
Isn't that part of being alive? Isn't
yeah.
that evidence
All right.
of life?
So again, I'm not trying to persuade any pro-lifers because it's an emotional issue. It's about, you know, women's status in society, all of that. I'm not trying to persuade you. I'm trying to say that there is rationality and science on the side of the pro-life people, that this isn't just an assault on your so-called rights.
Right.
This is a human right issue. And as you know, the progressives, they're big human rights people.
But they've gone so far too, Bill. It's not a matter of a first trimester abortion. And you and I both know people that consider themselves pro-choice. There's not one person I know that supports a late-term abortion because at that point, the child is viable outside of a mother's womb. And at that, I would argue it's... Well, I would argue it's infanticide. And
No. You know, but you said that you don't know one person. Do you know Joy Behar?
Barely. I've been on the show years ago.
It, and I believe Whoopi Goldberg does as well. And, you know, there are a lot of people.
When I say that, I'm talking about, you know, friends of mine that have a different position.
But there are very, very high-profile Americans who say this to their country. You can take the life of the unborn up until birth, and then that nut in Virginia, Northam, he was actually putting forth, you can take the life after the baby is born.
It doesn't get any nuttier than that.
Right.
Let me switch. Let me transition to your books. You've written a lot of books. Well, no offense. The O'Reilly Factor for Kids is not exactly my favorite. That's probably the lowest.
Oh, you should write the Hannity Exposition for Kids.
When my kids start listening to me, I might consider that. they're older. They have their own minds. They make up their own minds no matter what dad says. Here's why I like the book. First of all, it's Killing the Killers, the Secret War Against Terrorists. And there is a war that's been ongoing and has never stopped. That's why I'm really deathly afraid when Mayorkas testified last week that our Department of Homeland Security is now creating a Ministry of Truth, if you will, or disinformation, part of their mission. When they should be focused on the border and terrorists and the encounters of terrorists at the border. And I didn't like the fact that they're moving into climate change information. But the way you did this was interesting to me because you start with the bin Laden raid, and it's not even a chapter. It's a prologue of the book. Then you go into all these other examples. And what I realized is as much as I know about operations, there were a couple of instances I had a little more information than you, but that was rare. And you bring some light, you bring people into the process of killing these evil, you know, monsters that are around the globe, like Soleimani, for example, or bin Laden, for example, or Baghdadi and Associates, etc. And you also talk about how effective enhanced interrogations were, something very few people ever acknowledge. I acknowledge it. You acknowledge it. So tell me about why you put the book together this way.
Okay, so it's the best reporting I've ever done in my career, and you know me a long time, and I've done some damn good reporting. And I was lucky. I was able to convince all the national security heavyweights from Bush the Younger to the end of the Trump administration, and this includes the Obama administration, to talk to me specifically about the trackdown and assassinations of the jihadists. And we've got information in there that nobody's ever seen or heard before. Some of it's classified information. But I didn't put anything in there that I felt would hurt America. What I wrote, and it starts, as you point out, with the bin Laden raid. We put you right in that compound as the SEALs storm it. Okay? And it ends with the deaths of the U.S. service people in Kabul Airport, the incredible Biden screw-up in Afghanistan. All the information that's in the book is not public information. So therefore, we can take you and we can show you how Baghdadi was tracked down. Baghdadi raped and murdered Kayla Mueller, 26-year-old Arizona humanitarian worker, okay, who was kidnapped by ISIS in Syria. The most heinous thing you'll ever read. And her parents cooperated with me. And we have the email.
By the way, I wanted to cry reading it.
It's an incredible story that had never really been told to the American people. And al-Baghdadi was taunting the Mullers, who still live in Arizona, sending them emails demanding millions of dollars in ransom and taunting them. This is what I'm going to do to your daughter. Now, the reason that the United States found Baghdadi was because of intense coerced interrogation, but we didn't do it because there's a law against it now. We subcontract that stuff out. And I tell you exactly how they found al-Baghdadi, what coerced interrogation was used, who did it, and al-Baghdadi would probably still be alive today if we didn't use it. And then the Soleimani trackdown was incredible. The overarch on that is, and this goes right into Putin today in Ukraine, our weapon systems are so fierce and so sophisticated that we can take anybody off this planet in 10 minutes. And nobody knows that. The trigger to our space weaponry, by the way, Putin and Xi do not have that. We're the only country on Earth who has it. The trigger to it is in Nevada. Now, I don't tell you where, or I don't give away secrets, but that's a reassurance to the American people. Now, let's get to your border question, because this is very, very
important.
Let me
stay on Soleimani for 1 second, because this is where I have a little bit of information.
Sure.
They tracked him for 2 weeks, Bill. They had eyes on him for 2 weeks.
And we
they had eyeballs confirming he got on that commercial flight.
Right.
They had eyeballs when he landed and was on the tarmac.
That's true.
And I know, and you know how many people in the country knew beforehand this was going to happen? I know the exact number. It's 6.
Yeah.
And this is what makes this so interesting, is you take people behind the scenes in all of these. But we got about a minute left.
Okay. The reason you know it is because Trump was in charge of that operation, and the presidents have to sign off on assassinations. But the overarch is this. Our intel overseas is tremendous. Our border security under Homeland Security is a catastrophe. But there is no interaction between Homeland Security on the border and what the CIA and NSA is doing overseas. None. So Mayorkas, who couldn't even manage a Motel 6, he didn't have anything to do with tracking the terrorists overseas. And inside the United States, the FBI is in charge.
All right, quick break. We're going to have more with Bill O'Reilly on the other side. He just is releasing today. It's in bookstores everywhere. Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. I think it's the best in his Killing series. More with Bill on the other side. Bookstores everywhere. Amazon.com, Hannity.com as we continue.
Now, close to 700 stations and millions of listeners all across this great country.
Great country.
This is The Hannity Show, where we say thank you for listening.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, Bill O'Reilly is with us. We continue. It's his launch day. His new book is out. I think it's the best yet in his Killing series. It's called Killing the Killers. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold you over like another 5 minutes. You're not doing anything, are you?
Nah, I'm just writing another O'Reilly.
It's not like you work hard like I do. But anyway, the book is called Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. I think it's O'Reilly's best book. You can get it in bookstores as of today. It's launch day. And it's on Amazon.com. We have a link on Hannity.com. We'll do a few more minutes with Bill, because it's fascinating, the behind-the-scenes stories of the war. There is a secret war against terrorism that's going on even to this day, although I don't think it's at the level it needs to be under Joe Biden. That's a separate story. But
war.
You are listening to the best of The Sean Hannity Show.
You can't always get what you want, but you can get Sean Hannity online at Hannity.com.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls here in a minute. 800-941-SEAN is our number. We're holding over Bill O'Reilly. He's launching his new book today. I think it's the best in his Killing series. It's called Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. And what's great about the book is it really gives you behind the scenes of how sophisticated this war has now become. There is evil. I talk about it all the time. Evil exists. These are evil people that would be very happy if they can have another 9/11 or even worse, or take out an American city. And that's why I always am preaching as loudly as I can the need to prevent a country like Iran from ever getting a nuclear weapon. Joe Biden negotiating this current deal is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life, because that would probably ensure that they get one. And we've got to pay attention to it. If we don't, I mean, we're talking about a modern day massacre, the likes of which has never happened in history, the potential for that. Anyway, Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists, and it's in bookstores everywhere as of today, Amazon.com and Hannity.com. You know, I want to give you one last chance. I'm holding you over for a specific reason.
Okay.
Because you give all the specificity and details that, and I always ask for these details from my sources because I want to know these things. And I learned things about many public incidents that I had not known before. And I want to know every detail. At first, the heroism of our military is just, it just jumps off the page. The sophistication of our military technology jumps off the page. The difficulty in the mission is, I mean, it's beyond comprehension how hard this is. And yet they pull it off.
Yeah.
And they do it at great personal risk and sacrifice. What are the three things, name three things in this book, and I don't want you to give away the whole book because there's so much there that people are going to learn reading it, and we couldn't possibly do it in 5 hours. But three things that people don't know that you're telling them in this book that I think they'll find the most interesting.
There's a ground war right now in Africa that U.S. troops participate in, and U.S. troops have been killed there. It's all classified, but we take you into one of those firefights and you'll see what happened. Number two.
By the way, that shocked me. I did not know that.
Yep. And it happens with regularity in Africa. Donald Trump, and he didn't even say this himself, and I don't know why, did a masterful job of upgrading the military and making our weapons more fearsome. That is holding back Putin. Putin would do far more damage if we didn't have these weapons in space ready to obliterate him. Russian intelligence knows we have the weapons. They don't have them, nor does Xi in China or the Loon in North Korea. That is an inhibitor, and it should make Americans feel good. But the Trump administration did that. And the third thing is that interrogation, and you mentioned this before, enhanced interrogation, works. And all of this BS that we heard after Abu Ghraib, and believe me, Abu Ghraib should never have happened. In order to do enhanced interrogation, only one man or woman should sign off, and that's the president. But right now, the United States contracts out. And
they're
we
call black sites, Bill.
Right.
And we have a name for them. Yeah.
And, you know, there's some in Romania. There's some in Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. We tell you. We don't put anybody in danger. In this book, Killing the Killers. No one is in danger. But there are national secrets in the book. And when I talked to the guys, I said, I'm not going to quote you, but I'm putting it in the book. And you know why? They wanted it out. All of these people who talked to me, and they are the best on earth. They were there. That's why we have such vivid detail in Killing the Killers. They said, we want the American people to know what's being done in their name. And I feel better being the author of this book because I'm confident. I'm not confident about Homeland Security and the border. That's chaos. But overseas, the surveillance and the weaponry we have is staggering.
But we don't have a president, I believe, as committed to beating back. I mean, ISIS grew under Obama and Biden, and Trump destroyed him, and the media paid such little attention to it. I mean, he systematically, like you said, with pinpoint precision, pressing buttons in an American city and would hit the targets and take out ISIS leaders, ISIS fighters, and he defeated the caliphate. What he did with Soleimani, which you cover in your book, and Baghdadi and associates, and the Al-Qaeda leader in Yemen, all of which is true. And as it relates to enhanced interrogations, everybody thinks, oh, at Gitmo, we did this to every single prisoner that we had at the time, or every single... enemy combatant we had.
Right.
We only did it to three people, and one of them, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, led us to the courier, which led us to bin Laden.
You had to do it with him. But now they're picking up, you see, the Al-Qaeda's and the ISIS can't use a telephone. That's how sophisticated our surveillance is overseas. So they have to use couriers. And we pick up the couriers, and that is the key. That's how we got Baghdadi. But I take you through this. I walk you through it. You get Killing Killers. You're going to stay up all night reading. Did you stay up all night reading it?
Because all right, so this is the first time. Anyway, I need to talk about this. This is the first time Bill actually gave me a free book. Every other book he makes me go out and purchase myself. It's unbelievable. So he actually mailed me an early copy. I finished it in about 3 days. I finally got through. I finally just sat and read it, and I couldn't put it down. Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. It's now in bookstores as of today. It's on Hannity.com. It's on Amazon.com, BillO'Reilly.com. And I think it's your best. And I'm not saying that because we're friends. I'm saying it because I was blown away. I could not stop reading it because I'm so interested in keeping the world safe.
And, well, I and this appreciate book bring, all your compliments, it lifts, and it's very nice of you to take the time to help the book out. And I'm going to send you free.
Free what? But no spin zones, doormat, or what?
An O'Reilly Factor for Kids. I'm sending
you. I want the O'Reilly cat. I'm not a kid. Anyway, all things Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, thank you. Congratulations on the new book, and we wish you the best as always.
Thank you.
By the way, one last thing.
Yeah.
My book came out, first book in 10 years, Hannity, I'll do an interview, but it's not going to be a cupcake interview. You know, and here I am being nice to you. I mean, I should have just.
Though.
You should apologize for not giving me a cupcake interview for my book.
I don't give anybody a cupcake interview.
Oh, good grief. Oh, you're such a hardliner. Whatever. Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Suzanne is in New York on the Sean Hannity Show. How are you, Suzanne? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. Fellow Long Islander, born in Hicksville, New York. I wanted to just comment a little bit on some of the abortion issues going on right now. I'm a certified perinatal specialist and a wellness coach. Been doing this for over 12 years.
That's cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I do a lot of work with postpartum women and mood disorders. So some of the things that I just wanted to sort of argue against with the abortion stance. First of all, as far as their argument about, the life of the mother and needing an abortion, abortion is never medically necessary. You can do an emergency C-section or an induction. These are safer. Also gives the baby opportunity to live. I mean, even pre-viability, you can do an induction in the DNC. So you wouldn't do an abortion in a case like that.
I agree with you. If there was a rare instance where the life of the mother was at risk,
extremely rare.
Make that exception. That's my own personal point of view, but it's not part of this discussion debate that the country's having.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing too is I think that The baby, I was listening to Bill O'Reilly, and he was talking about the heartbeat. But the baby has its own DNA, too, which to me also solidifies the fact that this is not a part of a woman's body. It is a separate being. God gave us all our own DNA, and he made us.
Well, especially with modern medicine, with these preemie babies, these premature kids. I mean, they're literally like the size of your hand, and they can keep these kids alive, and they grow up, and they have wonderful lives. It's amazing follow the science, it's amazing where the science takes you.
Yeah, and I think the last point I really wanted to make is that, abortion is not a risk-averse endeavor. We're talking about, the procedure of an abortion, which I don't want to get into because it's extremely graphic. You have chances of hemorrhaging. I mean, your hormones are plummeting. I mean, that can lead to mental and physical harm, thyroid dysregulation. That happened to myself. I lost my thyroid. These things, they have to be talked about because it's not like, I just worry so much about abortion just being this thing that you do. And there's risks involved, and these are very real and legitimate risks.
I have met people and interviewed people that had abortions that it changes their life. They regret it for the rest of their lives.
Correct.
That component is never discussed.
Discussed. And yeah.
What really puzzles me too is, look, I don't make judgments about people's decisions in life. They're adults. They're going to make their own choices, right? So my question is, why aren't people more responsible? Why are they not? Right. Why don't they take advantage of all the contraception options that are available to them?
Exactly. And I just think if we're going to have, like they like to say, a discussion, you know, let's have a real discussion, because these things are not so white and black and white. And we need to face the realities of everything in totality, you know. And I think informed consent, information is power, right? And I think if you're going to make a decision, you should really have all of your information. And there are so many places like myself and others that talk to these women in all, whether it's an abortion situation or postpartum or whatever it may be around the perinatal sphere, that provide information, education. We don't tell them what to do, but we can inform them of everything so that they have the tools to make the best decision.
Listen, they don't want to do that. They don't even want to have that discussion.
That's
fully
the problem.
Well, it's a big problem. Fully half, according to the Guttmacher Institute, I believe, of abortions today are, I guess there's two pills that you take. It's not my wheelhouse. I don't follow it that much. But apparently that is the method of choice for people in the early stages. You know, where things get complicated, if you look at the polls are very, very clear on where the American people stand on this. And most people follow and have the belief that, you know what, abortion should be rare and should be done. If you're going to do it early. And 54% of voters support banning all abortion after 15 weeks. That's the Mississippi 15-week abortion ban currently being decided by the Supreme Court. So, and I think that's where John Robertson, at least in this leak, seems to appear where he's coming down. You know, but the myth is, the lie is, and separating truth from fiction, is abortion is not going to be made illegal because of the, if you overturn Roe v. Wade and Casey.
I know.
It will return to the states. Liberal states like New York will remain liberal, and New Jersey will remain the same, and the same with California. And many other states in between. And the restrictions, you know, everyone's saying, my body, my choice. You know, we're going to return to the days of back alley abortions and people holding up, you know, signs with coat hangers on them. It's all a big lie. And there's a political component, which is Democrats have nothing to run on. So they might as well run on this. And that's what their mentality, you know, they can't run on any issue. So they'll try and galvanize women, but it's all based on a lie. If in fact this decision comes down the way it looks like it's going to come down, and if abortion were outlawed, you'd have a very different debate in the country, and people would have those people that are pro-abortion would then have a case to be made. But the case they're making now is just under false. It's just completely false. Anyway, thank you for the call. Appreciate your insight. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Jason Chaffetz at the top of the hour. More of your calls coming up. We got a great Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern. Quick break, right back.